What up, and welcome to the World Changer Show, hosted by your girl, Crystal Jacobo. I'm a business mentor, an emotional intelligence teacher, a fur mama, a wife, a mac and cheese lover, an Aries sign, and forever your biggest cheerleader. Around here, we believe in creating epic change, looking back and saying, heck yes, I did that. This show is for you, the dreamer, the side hustler, the multi-passionate, the ambitious woman who knows she is made for so much more, even if you don't know what that more is just yet. As a former school teacher who followed her more, I know it can be scary, but I promise you it is so worth it. By combining inner work and strategy, I've learned I can truly have it all, and I'm here to show you, you can too. So turn it up, get ready, and let's freaking do this. Hello, hello, my beautiful human. All right, today's episode, I'm so freaking fired up about it because we're talking all things abundance. And if you've been following me for a while, you know that on my Instagram, everywhere I'm showing up as the new vibe is abundance. The new vibe is easy. The new vibe is the universe forever has my back. And that's the vibe that we all are going to be on because I want to break down the concept of abundance. Abundance is the fact that things you attract, you think about it and you attract it. And they can be as little as yesterday I was saying, oh my gosh, I want grapes, but I just was being lazy and I didn't want to go to the grocery store. Lo and behold, my friend shows up and she has two bags of grapes and she looks at me and she's like, hey, do you like grapes? I just went, of course I like grapes. Literally, abundance can be from a thought to calling it into reality. And there's three major energetic upgrades that I'm going to be sharing with you today to put you on that abundance vibe, to put you on that frequency of like, let me go from a thought to boom, it's in my hands type of vibe. Because remember, the new vibe, the new standard is easy. And that's exactly what I want it to be for you as well. I want you to think of this is the new standard. Like when you raise the bar, it's not let me move the bar down to go down to your level. It's let me raise the bar and universe figure it out and make it happen for me. Because it's no longer an I'm asking. It's a standard. This is the new standard, the new vibe that I'm going to be on. And part of stepping into the energetic vibe abundance magic that I talk so much about on this podcast is, number one, I want you to look at it as an energetic upgrade. A lot of people, when they start working out, they start feeling better because they know their body is physically going to change, right? So they start getting ready perhaps by buying new clothes. Like they are physically, mentally getting ready for the fact that they're going to be shedding some weight off. I want you to do the exact same thing when you think about abundance. I want you to shed the mentality of things have to be hard. I want you to shed the ideas that hard work pays off. And I don't know who fed us this in the past, but if I were to say the saying like money doesn't grow on, people will automatically guess trees. If I say money is the root of all, people will say evil. What? I don't know who put us on this vibe of things have to be hard, but they don't. They don't. And the first energetic upgrade that I was talking about is I want you to physically think you're shedding it off. When you shower in the mornings, when you get ready, I want you to physically wash away. Imagine washing away the burr of like the layers of it has to be hard, because it doesn't. I preach about this on my Instagram all the time. By the way, if you're not following me on Instagram, you need to follow me on Instagram. It's a whole freaking vibe on there. And it's a whole vibe. It's a whole vibe. And I'm excited to share with you guys so much on Instagram. So if you don't, follow me at Crystal I Jacobo, or look at the show notes and you'll find my Instagram. But number one, I want you to think of physically doing this, shedding the heaviness off your body, shedding the heaviness of whenever you want goals and whenever you're thinking of desires or things that you want. I want you to catch yourself if you say, oh, that's hard. Oh, but I really can't do that. I want you to physically catch yourself from the energy of, I want you to detach, separate, break up with the it has to be hard mentality. Because abundance means that it's yours. Abundance isn't something you get, it's something you tune into. Okay, let me repeat that again. Abundance isn't something you do or you get. Abundance is a frequency that you tune into. And the more abundant you can feel, the more you open the doors for abundance to flow your way, just like the grapes did for me, right? It's not something like super expensive, but it's the vibe that I'm on. It's the standard that whatever I desire, the universe is going to bring to me. Because at the end of the day, it takes the same amount of energy to be frustrated and feel limited and feel broke and feel like everything's a struggle and all those things as it does to feel abundant, to feel like the universe has my back, to feel like everywhere I go, I'm attracting miracles. It takes the same amount of energy. So you really get to choose where is my energy going to be spent. For me, it's abundant. For me, it's choosing that everywhere I go, the universe has my back. Okay, so I want you to really, really focus on shedding the heaviness off your body physically. That's number one. All right, you ready for number two? Number two is I want you to become a freak, like an obsessive freak about the good stuff that happens to you in your life. Let me give you an example. I was driving to Target the other day, and as I was driving by, I saw that there was a parking, like the second parking closest to the door, and I was like, oh shoot. And I just literally went, shout out universe, you have my back, you know I'm in a rush. I parked there, and as I was leaving, I physically expressed with my words, I said, thank you universe for giving me this parking. And I got my parking, I went in, whatever, right? Okay. Physically express gratitude, become a maniac, a freak about all the good stuff that happens to you, because what you focus on, you attract. I know it sounds super cheesy, but what you focus on, you attract. So the other day I was at a grocery store, and I happened to go to a grocery store, and I was at Foodsco, and I don't like going to Foodsco because the lines are always super long. So I'd rather go to a different store. I think it's called Foodsco or Food for Less. I don't even know what it's called, but I was at that store, and as I was getting there, I realized, lo and behold, I had two items in my cart, cheese and tortillas. And as I was going to pay, I noticed that there was at least 12 people in front of me. And I was like, okay, no big deal. We're in the express checkout line. Not a big deal. Okay, I was sitting there and I saw that nobody was moving. The lines kept getting longer and longer. I turned to the back. There's at least now 8 people behind me. And then my mind started spiraling to, this is why I never come to the store. And I could have easily gone down that rabbit hole, right? Because you get annoyed. I had things to do and I was annoyed. I was stuck in line. Immediately, I cut the thought right there. I nipped it in the butt. And I was like, no, thank you, God. Thank you, universe, whoever you believe in, for allowing me, what, first and foremost, to have money in my bank account to be able to afford this cheese. It's a small thing, but being grateful, right? Then I said, two, I'm really grateful that I have legs to be able to stand on, because I could easily be on crutches. I could easily be on a wheelchair. So thank you for giving me this. And I know that you always have my back. I said that, and within seconds, a lady comes and she taps me on my shoulder. She's like, hey, sweetie, I'm going to cut the line in right here. So if you follow me to the second register, and I'll start the line from you. Immediately, within seconds, I paid. As soon as I walked out the store, you know what I said? Thank you, universe, for having my back. The vibe of everything is easy is literally a vibe. It's a frequency. The more you stay on that frequency, the more the universe is like, okay, I got you. And it gives you more things to be thankful for. It gives you more things to appreciate. Remember, what you focus on, you attract. It's not just the saying. Somebody said it for a reason. And this is it. So I want you to remember that what you focus on, you attract. Point being, number two is become a freaking maniac. Become obsessed with the good things in your life and express gratitude for them. Number three in the energetic upgrades towards abundance is I really want you to focus on aligned action. There's people in this world that will be, hey, I want to attract $1,000. And then they sit on their butts in the couch and they're just sitting there. Okay, beautiful. You attract $1,000. Okay. But sometimes the universe needs a little support. Sometimes God needs a little help. Yes, you want to attract $1,000, but what are you doing to make those $1,000 come true? What are you doing? I want you to think of step number three as aligned action. What action are you doing to put yourself in the place to get the things that you want, right? What action are you doing to get the things that you want? For example, at the grocery store, I was there. The first action that I did is knit the bad thought away right away. Two, what I was doing is I was being great, like being a freaking maniac about all the great things that were going on in my life. If I set a goal for the month, I constantly track my income to know, okay, I'm near my goal. Oh, I'm not? Then I should probably launch this program. I should probably launch this. Same with my clients. If they set a goal for the month and they haven't reached it, what product can they sell? What thing can they offer? What promotions are going on in their company that they can launch? Aligned action. It's not just about wishing. It's not just about sitting there, hey, universe, I want pizza, and sitting there and hoping pizza's gonna fall from the sky. If you want pizza, you need to get your butt up. You need to answer the phone. I mean, grab your phone, call the pizza place and say, hey, I want a pizza with this, 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 and this. Then you trust that the universe is gonna be like, you know what? Somebody's gonna pay for her pizza. You know what? On the way back, they're gonna give her free crazy bread. Like, I don't know what the case might be, but trust that the universe is gonna take care of you 24/7. But you cannot sit there and wish. It still takes practice. It still takes practice for the universe to be like, okay, this is what she wants. This is exactly what she needs. Let me give it to her. Because here's what you're doing. What you are doing is consciously manipulating time and space to help you achieve your goals. When you have aligned action with inner belief and the like vibration and frequency of the world always works out for me, you are consciously manipulating time and space to help you achieve your dreams. It's not wishing. It is not wishing. It's doing. It's being. It's staying in the frequency and the vibe of what you actually want. But here's the thing. Here's the wait a minute moment that took me a second to realize. Most people do not have the discipline to practice achieving mastery in calling in their dreams. Actually, most people don't have the discipline to practice achieving mastery in anything in life. So what'll happen? They'll want to call in $1,000. It doesn't happen in a week. They get pissed off and they stop. They want to call in something and it doesn't work out. They get pissed off and they stop. It doesn't work that way. Just like if you go to the gym, you're not going to get your dream body in 2 days. Then why the heck would it be the same way when you're trying to tune into abundance? You're trying to call in things. Don't expect it to be so fast. Be loyal to yourself. Practice being a freak, a maniac, whatever you want to call it. Be grateful for the good, right? Be grateful for the good. Acknowledge every little thing that happens. Shout out to the universe for giving me this parking spot. Shout out to the universe for making sure there was nobody at the checkout line when I paid. Shout out to the universe because I needed, this happened to me at the grocery store the other day. I needed, I was going to get a special type of seasoning for my meat. And I went to the grocery store, completely forgot about the seasoning. And then I was getting pasta. So I turn around in the pasta aisle and I see the seasoning. And I was like, oh shoot, I needed this. I grabbed the seasoning and I said, thank you universe for reminding me that I needed the seasoning and making my life easier. I completely had forgotten about it, but I found it on that trip. It means I didn't have to add it to the next trip. So being super grateful for the littlest things that the universe gives you. And practice that. Practice, practice, practice. Because most people won't get the things that they want, or they won't call in the things that they want, or won't even activate their abundance portal. And this is just because they're willing to settle. Instead of doing the work, instead of being conscious about their thoughts, their awareness, doing the shower and pretending they're washing off, like whatever it is that the hard mentality, the thoughts, like I promise you, the more you do this, the better you get at it, the easier it gets, the more in tune you get with the frequency of your abundance, and the easier it starts flowing. But at first, it's going to take time. However, most people are not willing to put in the work. But you're different. And I know you're different because you're already investing your time and energy into learning, into podcasting, into shows, into knowledge. You're different. In moments where you want to throw in the towel, remember, no, I'm different. I already learned this. I already tuned into this. Remember that you are different. And I know that you're different because you're here. See, complacent human results just means that you're people are going to be in the same spot over and over and over. Do the work. There's a saying I learned a while ago that it was, how did it go? It was something about when you bathe, it works, right? Like you smell good and everything, but it doesn't last, or else people would bathe once a month, once a year. No, if you don't bathe for a week, you are going to be smelly, my friend. Same thing with abundance. You can't do it once and expect it to last the whole year. Who are we kidding me? Unless you want to be a smelly person. No, please shower, right? Please do your work with abundance. Same energy. Do the work. So if you are listening right now to this episode and you're like, oh my gosh, Crystal, like I really want to be tuned into this abundance vibe. Like I want things to just come to me. I want to think about them. And then somehow the universe is like, knock, knock, here it is. I encourage you to do the work. Number one, practice. And I'm going to give you a quick little review, but number one, practice literally washing away the heart, the bad thoughts, washing away the energy, wash it away, and obviously shower every day so you get a chance to do it as many times as you want, right? Number two, become a freak about being obsessed with the good things in your life already. What you focus on, you attract. Remember that. And number three, take aligned action. Remember, it is not enough to just, I wish for pizza and sit there and hope that the sky will rain pizza. Put yourself in scenarios where the things that you want, you can actually attract. For example, if you want to win the lottery and you've never bought a lottery ticket, that's not going to happen. Put yourself in scenarios where if you are trying to lose weight, hang out with people who are doing it. Go to the gym, make friends with people. Focus, put yourself in scenarios where the universe can say, you know what? She wanted to lose weight. So I'm going to make her find a friend. They're going to become gym buddies. They're going to partner up. And guess what? They're both going to achieve their goals. But I bet you wouldn't have found that partner if you stayed home. Take aligned action. You want to become an abundance magnet and attract it all? Focus on those three energetic upgrades and watch how quickly your life starts shifting. Watch how quickly the universe is like, all right, I see her. She's putting in the work. All right, I see you. And the universe starts supporting you. It starts giving you the things that you want. Life isn't about hustle and, I don't even know the saying, hustle and grind. I was going to say, I don't even know the saying anymore because I hate it so much. But the life isn't about hustle and grind. Life is about enjoying it. Life is about enjoying the now, being present, getting things, accomplishing dreams, making it easy so that you can live life and enjoy it. And the sooner we can get rid of that hustle and grind mentality that's been engraved in us, the sooner life gets to be easy for us. My beautiful friend listening to this, you deserve to live a high class, first class life with everything you desire. Whether you work for it, whether you receive it, whether somebody magically gives it to you, focus on the fact that from here on out, life gets to be easy and everything you want, you attract. From something as simple as grapes and grapes showing up to your door, or something as simple as, hey, I need to come up with $100. Universe, do your thing. And you might find $100. You might have somebody else, a client, say, hey, can you make me this? How much would you charge me? Guess what? $100. Okay, perfect. I'll pay them to you. You have to be willing to say, hey, universe, I am going to do my part and clear out the negative energy too. I'm going to become a freak about pointing out all the good things that are happening to me on the daily so you can continue to give me more. And three, I'm going to take aligned action. I'm not just going to sit there and wish and want. I'm going to sit there, want, call it in with my energy, and take aligned action to make sure that I'm meeting you halfway. Life gets to be easy. I want you to say that over and over. Life gets to be easy. When I first started my business, I thought I had to have 20 one-on-one clients, 5 programs launching at the same time. I had to be doing so much all the time. Life gets to be easy. I get to make money in ways that feels good for me. I get to make money in easy ways. Clients that want to work with me look for me. All I have to do is show up, continue to be the self that I am, continue to be loud and be whoever I want to be, and people that resonate will find me. Abundance constantly comes to me, whether it's in the form of food, whether it's in the form of, the other day I was saying I wanted a black pencil skirt, but I wanted a specific, like, on the side, I wanted it to have a specific cut. Anyways, I kept saying, I was like, I have this vision of this skirt. And lo and behold, I went to my mom's house and she had the damn skirt for me. It was a different brand and everything, but it was the same cutout, the same everything. I think this one only had two extra buttons on the top. And I was like, cool, I'll just take the buttons off. But it can be easy. Life gets to be easy. And you deserve life to be easy. My beautiful human, you deserve everything. You deserve everything in this world. And there's no hustle and grind BS. Nope. You deserve it plain and simple. You're worthy. You were born worthy. Always remember that. All right, my beautiful human. I love you so, so freaking much. Remember, life gets to be easy. We get to tune into the abundance frequency, step into the abundance portal and say, all right, universe, make it happen. The new standard. Here we go. Let's freaking do this. All right. I love you so much. My gorgeous human, hold up and listen up. This month, I am doing something freaking wild. I am giving away two spots into the next program we have coming up in October. Each spot is valued at over $900. So if you love this show as much as I love you, and you want a chance to win a spot in our next program coming up in October, all you have to do is leave a review on the show with your name and Instagram handle so that I can contact you. The winners will be announced on October 11th. Because we start next month. That's it. That's all you gotta do. All right, my beautiful human, that is all I have for you today. As always, I'm sending you a big, big, big virtual hug. The big, big, big ones that squeeze you, not the little scrawny ones. And all the freaking vibes to live your life unapologetically. I love you so much, and I'll see you on the next World Changers episode. Bye!